Let's talk about the Antichrist. Many people teach that in the last days, one man called the Antichrist will gain control of the world. Jesus didn't warn people about one man, but rather in Matthew 24:24, he said, "There shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." This is consistent with what the Apostle John wrote. He, incidentally, is the only writer to use the word Antichrist, and he did not use it in the book of Revelation. It appeared in the books of 1 John and 2 John. So I will read the four scriptures to you that actually use the word Antichrist or Antichrists, and I'm going to read them a little bit differently maybe than you've heard them. I'm going to emphasize certain points, and then I'm going to explain them later. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. "Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know it is the last time." 1 John 2:22, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son." 1 John 4:3 says, "And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, even now already is it in the world." 2 John verse 7, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." So let's go to the first one that I spoke of, 1 John 2:18. We can notice that antichrist is plural, which shows that there will not be just one person, one big antichrist that deceives people, but there are many antichrists. John also wrote these scriptures in the first century AD. In his time, there were already many antichrists. He was not prophesying about a time in the future. He was prophesying about what was going on at that moment in time. Right then, in the first century, there were many antichrists. The prefix anti simply means against, and Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which means anointed. So an antichrist is simply one who fights against the anointing of God, wherever it may be. For example, Acts 4, verses 26 through 27 says, "The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou, being God, hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together." Just as there is no need for anti-aircraft missiles unless there happens to be aircraft to fight against, well, neither is there any need for the spirit of Antichrist to fight unless it has some spirit of Christ to fight against. This is because when a person begins to get the spirit of Christ within his or her mind, the spirit of Antichrist will always rise up to fight against it, to try to stop it from growing. Jesus began his anointed, we could also call it his Christ or Christos, ministry, as recorded in Luke 4:18. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." There are several scriptures to show how the spirit of Antichrist rose up in many people to fight against the anointing that Jesus had and against the anointing that his followers got. Following, there's going to be a list of scriptures that show an example of one or more Antichrist spirits in action. In Luke 4:28 and 29, it says that the people in the synagogue were filled with wrath. And that was just because they had heard words that Jesus had spoken. They went out to throw him over the brow of the hill. They wanted to cast him down headlong. That was an Antichrist spirit. Many of them, in fact, working against the anointing Christ had. Matthew 5:11, Jesus says that you're blessed when they shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my, or Christ's sake, working within someone's mind. So again, people would have evil and would speak out against someone that would have Christ growing within their mind. In Mark 3:6, we find out that the Pharisees went out and they took counsel with the Herodians to fight against Jesus, how they could destroy him. Again, Antichrist spirits in operation. Luke 5:30 says the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples. John 13:18, Jesus is speaking about the disciples, and he's speaking particularly of Judas. And he says, "He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me." In 1 Corinthians 8:12, Paul says, "When ye sin so against the brethren, ye sin against Christ." Another example of an anti-Christ spirit. Also in 2 Corinthians 10:5, Paul says regarding evil thoughts, he calls them imaginations and high things, and they exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Again, examples of anti-Christ spirits. Galatians 5:17, Paul says that the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and that they're contrary one to the other. More examples of anti-Christ spirits. In Hebrews 12:3, it says, "Consider Jesus that endured such a contradiction of sinners against himself." So again, many people, including his disciples at some times, had anti-Christ spirits that spoke out to try to hinder the anointing. In 1 Peter 2:12, Peter says that when you have your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that they will speak against you as evil doers. So again, it shows people having antichrist spirits speaking against people that have Christ growing in their minds. And in 3 John, verse 10, John spoke of a man, particularly named Diotrephes, that he was prating against us with malicious words. So this man was very active with his antichrist spirits in trying to keep the early church from growing. Well, back to our original sets of scriptures. 1 John 2:22, John said, "He is antichrist that denieth the Father and Son," and he equates such a person with a liar. So one who denies the anointing power working through Christ is also fighting against the Father who gave Christ the words that he had. He also gave Christ the power that he had moving through those words. Christ told Peter that he would deny him three times, but Peter had a spirit of antichrist that even denied he would deny Christ. We can read that whole story in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 34 and 35. And if we go on a little bit later in that same chapter to verse 75, we find that after Peter denied Christ three times, he went and wept bitterly. But we see later that Peter overcame that spirit of antichrist that he had, the one that denied Christ, and became a pillar of the early church in the first century. If you want to read about that, you can see that Paul, referring to Peter by his other name, Cephas, calls him a pillar in Galatians 2:9. Back to the original set of scriptures again. In 1 John 4:3, John mentions the spirit of Antichrist. It doesn't say the spirit of an Antichrist or the spirit of the Antichrist. It says the spirit of Antichrist. In this verse, John also says, "Even now, already, is it," referring to this spirit of Antichrist, "in the world." This is the same thing that he said in 1 John 2:18. "Even now are there many Antichrists." And John was living in the first century A.D. Jesus pointed out these evil spirits in his own disciples on occasion. For instance, one time they wanted to destroy a city. You can read about that in Luke 9:55. And Jesus turned to them and rebuked them and said, "Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of." They were operating on an antichrist spirit at that very moment in time that wanted to destroy people. Jesus told his disciples in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Like Peter, Paul is another good Bible example of how someone can believe in God but have a spirit of antichrist working in him. As a Pharisee by the name Saul, he was working under the Moses law, and he fought against the believers that had the spirit of Christ in them. Then his mind was converted or transformed into the mind of Christ. After this transformation, the spirit of Antichrist in other people fought against the spirit of Christ in him. There are some examples in Acts 9 and also Acts 26 that show Paul had an Antichrist spirit in him. Acts 9:1 says that Saul was breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord. In Acts 26, Paul is kind of recounting where he came from, and he said that he had done many things contrary to the name of Jesus. He says, "I gave my voice against them," referring to the apostles, "and I was exceedingly mad against them," referring to the early church believers. And then he also mentions what Jesus said to him when he met him on the road. He said, "It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And Paul said, "Well, who are you, Lord?" And he says, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." So Paul had been persecuting not the man Jesus, but the anointing depth of spirit that was in the early church believers. And again, once Paul was converted and had the Spirit of Christ in himself, then the spirit of Antichrist started to rise up in other people to now fight against Paul. We can read in Acts 13:45 that when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and they spake against those things that were spoken by Paul. We can also read in many other places later in the book of Acts that there were many other Antichrist spirits that were working out against him. In 2 John verse 7, an Antichrist is called a deceiver. During John's time, there were many who were teaching false doctrines, thus fighting against the anointing power of God working through Christ's teachings. Jesus had warned people about false prophets. He called them corrupt trees that bring forth evil fruit, and they preach, "Broad is the way." In Matthew 7, he said, "They will come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." John warned about false prophets in 1 John 4:1. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." The word "try" means to test, discern, or examine. He went on to explain that a spirit that confesseth that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God, but a spirit of Antichrist would not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. These are two opposite spirits that speak out of people. In verse 6, he called them the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Discernment is given to be able to discern to the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There is a gift of discernment spoken of in 1 Corinthians 12:10, and the word of God helps us to discern if a thought is good or evil. As it tells us in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We need to try the spirits. It means to examine or discern the thoughts to see whether they are of God, which would be the spirit of truth, or whether it could be a spirit of error, also called a spirit of Antichrist within our minds. The so-called Antichrist is not just one big bad guy, but each of us needs to discern thoughts or spirits in our own mind to see if they are what Christ taught or if they are against what Christ taught. So to summarize what we've spoken of, Antichrist means against God's anointing spirit, wherever and whoever God may be moving. The spirit of Antichrist is the spirit of error or evil. The spirit of Antichrist was active in the first century. There were many Antichrist spirits, and they will rise up in the last times. They are liars, and they deny Christ wherever that depth of spirit may be. They are always deceivers.